Viter in Shasmir and Kiddush Navchavav, ping it up on the top of the page about a Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zuck the Heilige Mishnah, Nechasim Sheishlam Achrayas. Property that has Achrayas. What does that mean? That means to say that if something goes wrong, you'll be able to come and take from me something. That would be Karka. Says Rashi, what that means is, you'll be somich on the fact that I'll be able to pay you back with something, because if not, you'll be able to go and take my property. And in the meantime, I go and I sell it. You could be government al kuchos. So now comes along the Mishnah and says that these type of things, like karka, how can be konet? Nikna bekesef v'shtar u'b'chazaka. These are the three ways you can go be konet. Money, shtar, chazaka. You're good to go. Cash step straightforward. You give cash. I go ahead, you have land, I give it a cash for it, and now this belongs to me. Shtar, and that is that you go out and you write a shtar saying that you're selling this to me, or you're giving it to me, and you give over the shtar. That is the sale right there. And then we have chazaka, and that is if I go, I want to get the land from you, I go and I do something that shows that I own it. Right, so an example of that is I go and I plow a part of the field, or I lock the gate, or I open a part of the fence. She'ein lahem achrayas. What about a chasam she'ein lahem achrayas that don't have achrayas on them? Meaning like metaltalin, movable objects. Ein niknam elav mashicha. The only way you can become them is with mashicha. You have to do some sort of act of drawing near to yourself, pulling it towards yourself. Let's say I want to go and buy like a whole kit and caboodle, and that is that I want to buy not only your movable objects like, let's say, a watch or a cow or something like that, but I want to buy the land also. What I do is I can buy the land, and that stuff comes along with it. Rashi says, "Im machar metatlin im karka." If I'm selling, you know, there's the movable and non-movable objects. Once I go and I buy the karka, be'echad mishlosha kenyanim dikta metatlinima, the metatlin come along with it. It's a full-on deal. Bekesev v'shtar v'chazaka through these things. V'zoki kines and echasim sheish l'machayis lishava aleim. And even though the Torah doesn't make one make a shavua to swear, if there's some sort of fight or debate about nechasim sheish l'machayis, karka, something like that, I get into a debate with you whether this is my land or your land, even on modeh b'miktzas, in a normal case, I admit to part of something, you say, I owe you $100, I say, no, I owe you $50, so I can go out and I have to make a shavua on the rest of it to get out of having to pay it. When it comes to karka, we don't do that, but if you have something coming together, that is, there's an argument about both land and movable object at the same time, and since you can make a shavua, I'd have to swear about the movable objects. Therefore, I could be forced also to continue that swear onto the land as well. That's Ogan as Chav Shishim Achayas, Lishava Alehem. Frek the Gemara. Because if we say that you can go hire these things with money, where do we know that from? Minala, Namar Chizkiah, Amarkar, it says the Pasuk in Jeremiah, Sados Pakesef Yiknu, they will acquire fields with money. Pretty straightforward. Ve'ema adika shtar. Aye, but when we say that's only if the shtar comes along with it. Because the end of the pasuk it continues and it says, Dechsev v'kasa b'sefer v'chasam. And it's written in a document and it's signed. It says, Gemara, ikasav yiknu libasov. It would have said, sadus b'kesef v'kasav b'sefer v'chasam. And yiknu, then taka, you'd be right. If we would have thrown that at the very end of it, and then we'd know that it's all inclusive over there. Kiddikamet, we say, like you said, that means kesef kani. Kesef itself has been koinet, and shtar raya ba'almu. And the shtar is just a raya, it's just a proof that we actually made this sale. Amarav, lo shonar lebakum shein kosev as a shtar. That which we said, he's qualifying this din over here. That which we just said, that Kesef is going to work without shtar to be a kone karka. I give money and then I'm done. I don't have to give a shtar over there. That is only in what case? Shein kosev a shtar. In a place where they don't write a shtar. Rashi says, the kani b'kasbe l'chudei. Ela b'makam she'im regil and licht of shtar mechira. When they don't do such a thing. Aval b'makam she'kosev a shtar. In a place where they do write a shtar, lo kane, it's not going to work. Rashi says, the kevin de regil and b'achi, lo sam chedaiti lokech ad de nukit shtar. Ve'ikr daita liknos al shtar. And therefore, if you have a situation where they're normally going, they write shtaros, then the buyer is not so much his das until he actually gets a shtar, and his ikr das is to go get it through the shtar. Lo kan of e parish. But if the buyer goes and says straight out that I want to do it through either one. It says Rashi, Im Ritzoni Yikdal Li Kaspi, O Yikdal Shtar, if I want, my Kesef will be Koneh, if I want, my Shtar would be Koneh. So V'i Parish, if he explains that he's holding the rights, you know, to the final deal, either with money or a Shtar, then Parish, then he explained it, then he said it straight up. And even in a place where they write a Shtar, he said the Kesef should work itself, that would work. Ki had Ravidi Baravin, ki zavin ara amar, when you go and you buy land, you would say, Iba yinim b'kaspa ikni, if I want, I'm going to acquire it with money. Iba yinim b'shtar ikni, if I want, I'll do it through Shtar. Iba yinim b'kaspa ikni, if I want, I'm going to do it through money. Di b'isu lemehader said, if you want to go and go back on the deal after I paid you, but before you gave the actual Shtar, lomisis adrisu, you're not able to go and back up because I said I'm doing it with the money. V'b'isu b'yinim b'shtar ikni, and if I want it to be only enacted through Shtar, Di Ben Meheder said, if I want to go back after I paid, but before you gave me the Shtar, I'm able to go ahead and I'm able to retract. Zuck, the next part of the Mishnah is Bishtar. We know you can go ahead and Kesef, Karka can be acquired through Shtar. Minol, where do we know this from? Elim, and we should Nechsev, Kosem, Sefer, Kosem, Bahayid, Edim, like we have that Pasuk we brought from Jeremiah. It's just the end of the Pasuk. If that's what you want to say, you're getting it from, because it says, and write in the safer in a document and sign it and have witnesses, can't be. V'amar shtar raya ba'amu. You said this is a shtar raya. It's not the thing that's actually enacting the sale itself, the transaction. Elameacha, we learn from here. V'ekach also in Jeremiah, v'ekach as sefer ha-mikna. A bunch of psukim early in the same paraklam at base that says, and I took the document of acquisition, the way that it's describing over here, is that it was done through the actual shtar itself. Rashi says, Alma yesh kinyan af b'sefer levado, even with the sefer itself and with the shtar by itself. Alma Shmuel, when we said that you're able to go ahead and get a karka through shtar, lo shanu ela b'shtar matana. Only if it's a shtar of a gift, alval b'mecher, if it's some sort of sale document, lo kanat shitin lo damim, it's not going to work until he gives money. Rashi says, the lo gamer mocher umekne, add the couple damim, doesn't work when it comes to mechira sale until he gives money. V'alfa gav the couple damim, ba'i shtara av ela hecha de parishik, darbin al el. So you have to actually give the money in such a case. Masav Rav Amnuna, he argues on that. Bishtar Ketzad, he says, how does Bishtar work? Kosav lo al aniyar. Ola cheres, if he writes on aniyar, on a page, on a paper, right? Or he writes it on pottery. Af al pi she'en behem shavapruta, even though it's not worth a shavapruta. Sadi mechura lach, sadi nesuna lach, harezu mechura unesuna. If my field's sold to you or my field's given to you, then it is sold or it is given. So what do we see over here? It says straightforward that even if it's a mechira, it says Rashi, Kosakataitach, oh, Katani, says either this or that, which means it works either way. Even if it's Mechira, it's going to work through Shtar. Says the Gemara, no, Hum Osiv La, he asked the Kasha, Hum Afarik La, and he answered it. But Mocher Sadeo Mepnei Ra'asa. This price is talking about a guy who's selling his field because it's not a good field. And so Shmuel's mask him in such a case that it's going to work just through a Shtar. Says Rashi, the Nichale, the Likhne, Le, Shtar, Le, Lokech, Kech, the Lamatsal Hadabe. As Rashi explains over here, that what happens, this guy wants to, the one who's selling it, wants it to happen right away, even before there's any sort of money to stop the guy from being able to go back on it. Ravashi Amar b'matana b'kesh litnalo. The Bryce is talking about a case he wanted to give him as a gift. As Rashi says, meaning hach masnisim ben nosin matonamai, we're dealing with the case where he wants to give a gift. V'kula chade, it's all one statement. V'lav o, it's not either as a gift or as a sale katani. Elakach v'kach kosav lo. That Sadi Mechur v'nusunalach liyapos as kochosh im yigbenu balchov shall no say mimenu yoshav alav letzva mimenu damim hamufurashim. As the Gemara just explained, I'll spell that out. But matana b'kish l'talo, he wanted to give it to him as a matana. And in the shtar, when he's giving this matana over, he writes, "My field is sold to you, and my field is given to you." Right? Not like either this or that. V'lo makasav lo l'shamecher. Why do you write l'shamecher? K'de liyapos as kocho, in order to strengthen the one who's receiving it, his koach, his rights. That if the field is ever going to be taken, in order to, you know, because from his gova. Because he's the lakuchos. In other words, guy one who sold or gave, who gave over the field, owed money to somebody else, and now someone else comes and takes it from him. So now the fact that it's a gift, now that we're saying now that this gift is set over in Lashon of a sale, he has the ability of getting it back from the person who gave it to him. Because if it's just as a gift, then he ends up losing it out. But if it's as a sale, so then he, you know, if guy number one sells it to number two, but guy one owed to the loan sharks, and then but guy one gave it as a matana, so then the loan sharks come and take it from guy number two, and two has nothing to do about it. But if guy number one gives it over to number two as a gift, but he says it in the Lashon of matana as a mecher as well, then he's giving the strength to say, if anyone ever comes and takes it from you, you can go back to me, and I will work it out with you. I'll give it back to you. You know, work it out financially or something else. So the next part of the Mishnah, Chazaka. Way to get karkos to Chazaka. I mean, all I'm going to know is from Amar Chizkiah, Amar Karkos. The pasuk says, Ushavu ba'areichem asher tifastem. Another pasuk in Jeremiah. Today is Jeremiah Day. This is Gedalia ben Achikam, who's speaking out. It was at the end of the destruction of the Bayis Rishon. And he says to the peeps, and dwell in your cities that you have seized. And dwell in cities bameh tefastem. With what have you seized them? How'd you take them? Be yeshiva. By sitting on them, by being in them. Rashi says that tefastem a shavuka. It's going on the shvu and the sitting in. Therefore, we see this idea of chazaka is considered that you now acquired it. And you shall inherit it and dwell in it. How will you yourish it? Through sitting in it. Next part of the Mishnah. The only way to do it is to Mashicha Minalan. It says in the pasuk in Vayikra, V'chisim kru mimkar lamisecha, olkanu miyad lamisecha, and when you make a sale to your fellow or acquire from the hand of your fellow, davar nikna miyad liyad. Something which is nikna from hand to hand, Rashi says, dahainu mishicha, which is mishicha. Rav Yochanan amar dvar Torah ma'os kanos, but according to Rav Yochanan that says, mido raisa, money is going to be acquiring. Ma'ikal ha'memor, what you going to say now? Rashi says, this is in Perek HaZav, in Bava Metzia, that the dvar Torah ma'os kanos, like you find by hektish, the nasa, the kesef, you give the money and it now belongs to you. Michael Mamer, what are you going to say now? According to Rav Yochanan, Mashiach is only midirabanan. Says, Ragamara, Tana Takanta derabanan katani. The Tana of this Mishnah is teaching the derabanan, which gives us no question over here. Says Rashi, my sister lo tikshili. It's not a question. The Takanta derabanan katani, Tana, the Mastisan. Sha'aku chachamim kinyan amos, va'amru. Lo takana ela mashicha. Mashicha gzera shem yomer lo nisrafu chitecha ba'aliyah. The Chachamim took away the ability, the money's going to work, and they said it's got to be done through Mashicha. Why? Because if they would have done that through money, that I give you money to buy your land, right? Or let's say, I'm sorry, your metaltalin, your grain, and what happens is I go out and do it, I don't take it, and then you later say, oh yeah, sorry, your wheat was destroyed by a fire, sorry about that. So, therefore, if the grain didn't belong to the seller, then he wouldn't try to save it as a fire over there. But if he still owned it until he gave it over, then he would make sure to give it over, and therefore only through Mashiach. So it's Durban and Gezach. Next one, Mishnah says, Dechosim Sheim L'chayis, if you have things that are in L'chayis, they are acquired with Dechosim Sheish L'chayis. But I mean, where we know this from, that this guy gets tagged along, you buy their land, and you get along with it, all the stuff on it, assuming that's being sold. Amechizkiah, Damar Karla Pasuk says, in Divrei Yomim, this is the Rashi says, is talking about the Yerusha of Yoshaphat, who was the Melech Yehuda? But Bnei Yoshafat Ksev V'Sefer Dekra Im Arei Mitzuros BeYehuda. So it says the following: Ve'itan Lehem Avihem Matanos Im Arei Mitzuros BeYehuda. And their father gave them gifts together with 45 cities in Yehuda. So the pasuk is being mashma that these gifts, meaning Metaltalin, were acquired automatically through getting the city. Right? Okay, we just said that. Next, Ibaylo, Ibaylo. This is known as a kinyan agav. You acquire one thing, another thing comes along with it. So now we want to know, Ibaylo, Be'inyan Tzvurim. Do we say that we need it to be Be'inyan Tzvurim, Bo? That has to be, Rashi says, Shehu Osen Metaplin Munachim Be'osa Karka. The stuff that's over there, it's got to be all piled up, or low? Or does it not have to be piled up? Meaning, can it be acquired even if it's not on the land right now? Amar Rav Yosef, Toshima, let's try to figure this out from the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Karka Kolshuv, you have land, which is a Kolshuv, in a smallest amount of size, Chayav is Bepeya uBeBikurim. It's Chayav, well, not just that, but let's say this, Chayav Bepeya, you Chayav to go and leave Peya, you know, for the Aniyam, and Chayav in Bikurim, Very close. Last week's parsha. Beep. Turn the page. Chafavim base. V'licht over le'a prosbol, and you're able to write a prosbol on it. V'lichton simon nechassim she'en l'mechayis, and to acquire nechassim she'en l'mechayis, movable objects, metaltalin. We know the din is that when Shemitah comes around, that all loans are canceled unless a person writes what's known as a prosbol, and a prosbol, Rashi says, has to be da'amrinan, that b'meseches gittin, ein kosim prosbol el ala karka. It's got to be on karka. V'im yish karka kolshu l'lova kosin ala prosbol af michov gadol. You write a prosbol on it. That is something that will make sure that it's given over to Beis Din via the land, and therefore it's not owned by that person. And now Rosh Hashanah is not going to go. Shemitah is not going to knock off the chov. Shuvlo tishmeten shvius dechi tikon hillel prosbol ashibut karkos tikon the malva amotziu. Right. So we see, and you can write a prosbol on it. V'lichna simana chosim sheish l'mechshein l'mechayis. You guys should be go over the things that are not of chayis. V'yom repinitz ruin. If you say it's got to be piled up on the land itself right now, then kolshu l'mechazi. Land is a set of a kolshu. What exactly is going to be fit for carrying on it? Rashi says, "Kama metaltlin yisbaba." How you be able to go ahead and pile anything on it all together? Therefore, it must be that it could be even if it's not over there. Says Gemara, not a raya. Targumu Rav Shmuel bar Bisna kamei de Rav Yosef. Kegon shenotz b'machat. We're talking about a case where you stuck a needle in the land in order to get the needle along with the land. So you don't have a raya to say that it can be even not there. But we say it does have to be there. Amalei Rav Shmuel, kabastan. Like Rashi says, the lotion of shartani. Like you've caused me pain. Or what are you saying? Ichbal tana lashmein and machat. The Tana of this Mishnah goes out of his way to teach us about a person being having the ability to get a needle. Rashi says, Tana l'troch l'shmiel kinyon machtin. Come on, that make no sense. Amar Vashi, in which case we'd say, yeah, even if it's not in the land, it should be good. Amar Vashi, man limalon de lo talaba marganisa de shavya alfa zuze. Who's to tell us that he didn't put a pearl on it? That's worth a thousand zuz. Which says, yeah. Come and tell you some machat, and you put a pearl on top of the machat, and that's going to be coated through it. In which case, you don't have a right to say it's going to work outside of being on the land, but we say maybe it has to be on the land itself. Let's try to figure this out. Toshima! We're still up with our question that if it does have to be in the land or not. We tried to bring a raya. We don't have a raya. Amar Rav Elazar, Ma'isa b'Madonia, Chachoya b'Yerushalayim. There was a story about a guy who was from a place called Madoni, right? Says Meosa Makom Kirosiv Melech Madon Echot in Yoshua. This guy was in Yerushalayim. Shahilo Metaltalin Arbe. He had a lot of metaltalin, movable property, movable objects. Ubikesh Lutta Matana. He wanted to give him over as a matana. So he's trying to figure out, how could I do such a thing? Amrullah, they said to him, Ein lo takana. Nothing to do. Achi Yakdim, Al Gabe Karka. The only way to give over all this stuff is to be mocked to them onto karka. Rashi says, "Vahiyolo karka." And the guy didn't have any karka. Me'asa. So what did he do? Halach v'lakach beis sela samach Yerushalayim. He went and he bought a beis sela of land next to Yerushalayim. And right now we're assuming that this means the size of a sela. V'amar tzfoni ze leploni. And he said, this northern part should go to so-and-so. V'imo me'atzon u'me'achavios. And with it, 100 sheep. And 100 kegs, baby. Big party tonight. Umeis. And then he dies before the person is able to go in to take it. He was able to take it. V'kimuz devarif. And they upheld his words. They let it work. Oh, via my brain and tzvurin. Bob, you say it's got to be tzvurin on it for it to work. Be'sela l'maychazi. Be'sela, a small little side of a coin. What's that really for? How's that going to work for anything? So clearly, must be, it works. It doesn't have to be in the chasim shein metalton. Doesn't have to be on the land itself in order to make it work. Says Gemara, what? Me suffered base sela. Did you think it means base sela? Means sela mamish? The size of a coin was a sela? Nah, my sela. The nafish tuva. It's a very, very big piece of land. Vamay karle sela. Why was it called sela? The kashi kisela, because it was hard as a rock. Rashi says the inabas zria. V'lacha bezol. It wasn't a land that can actually grow anything. It was very, very hard and too intense to work, and he was able to get it very cheap. And therefore, again, you don't have a raya to showing that it's got to be, that Kenyan Agav should work, even if it's not Sipurim Bas. So Toshma, let's try again. Dom Rav Yudam Rav, Maisa Badom Echot Shechala B'Yerushalayim. It's a story about a guy who got sick in Yerushalayim. There is a Machlokas, Rashi brings down the Machlokas in Mesechus Bava Batara. But the Gemara over there has the Machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehoshua, I believe. And that is, we know someone who's a shechiv meira, a person who's on their deathbed, he can give over the stuff of his property without any sort of kinyan. We say that the divrei shechiv meira is as if they're written in a shtar and given over. And the reason why they said this is because if he wasn't able to go and give it over, and he was scared that he'd get all upset and all frustrated, and it would cause him to die earlier. So that is what the Chachamim say. Rabbi Elazar says this only works if it's Shabbos. He's not able to do a kinyan. And therefore, we say if we have to wait till Sunday, it's going to end up being bad. But if it was during a weekday when you can go and do some sort of kinyan or do some chalipin, then we wouldn't say that this would work. Chachamim say, nope, no difference. Shabbos, weekday, both of them are going to work. So now we say like this. Got sick, Kir Rabbi Eliezer, and he was of the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. And some say that he was actually healthy in Kirabanan, and it's going to the opinion of the Rabbanan. Shahayulo, who don't make a distinction whether it's Shabbos or weekday. Shahayulo metaltan arvi, yet a lot of metaltan. But because the Tumah Matani wanted to give it over as a matana, he tried to ask how to do this. Amarlo, they said to him, Ein lo takana, you're stuck. Achi kanim. You give it with karka. Also, what do you do? He base rova. He bought a base rova. Rashi says base zarias rova hakav lefi chesbon sasaim v'chatzer ha-mashkein. So he went ahead and he bought. It's literally a quarter kav, and it's an area we can go put a rova of barley seeds. Yeah, comes out to. Okay, you bought that. V'amar tefach al tefach l'ploni. He said, this tefach al tefach should go to ploni. V'imo me'at son u'me'at chavios. And with him he gets the 100 son and 100 barrels. Umeis, and then he ended up dying. V'kimu chacham ezavar v'der mekayim his words. Now, says the Gemara. V'amar b'inim tzfur m'seh, it's got to be tzob, it's got to be on the land itself. Tefach al tefach al chazi. What's that going to do over there? How much can you put on a tefach by a tefach? It's a tiny little amount. It must be that even that agav works even if it's not there. Says Gemara, no, Achmai Eskinan, what are we talking about? Lidemei. We're talking about the worth, the value. So that means that he had coins over there, and the coins are piled up, or chavios, or barrels that are piled up one on top of the other. So you don't have a riot, say it's out of it. And Achmai Eskinan, it makes sense to say this, that we're talking about coins. That's what you thought. Let him just do it through chalipin. Like, why didn't we say before, just use chalipin, must be that we're talking about actual money and you're not able to do chalipin via money. So you don't have a raya. Ve'ela mai l'demei. So then what is it? Why are we going through the root of demei, of money? Nikninu ne'alei b'mashicha. Let him just give it over through mashicha. Rashi says, yavo makavo v'yim shokhan do mashicha. Then you're good. That's why he's saying the only thing you can do over here is to do agav. Ela d'les ele makavo matana. It must be that the guy who was going to receive it over here, he wasn't there. Hachanami d'lesa b'kav matana, over here also, you're asking why you didn't do chalipin. It's because the guy wasn't there to do chalipin, and therefore you don't have a raya over here to say again that it's allowed to be agav, could be off the charts, off the map, off the land. Who cares if the guy wasn't there? V'niskinu nilei agav acher. Let him go ahead and give it over to him through somebody else by doing a meshicha. Rashi says, b'meshicha yidei acher, zacha be'elu l'ploni. He's doing it for somebody else. You don't need the guy there. So why don't we say that? No, says Gemara, lo samcha daita. The guy who's giving it over doesn't feel, he's not sezim smicha zadas, he's not relaxed, giving it over to anyone to go and do it for them. Savar shamet v'achalu, he's nervous that the shliach here is going to go ahead and he's going to take it for himself. He's going to do something with it, and he doesn't trust that to be the case. Frekta Gemara, v'elamai elo takana. So why does it say that he has no takana? The only way he can do is agav, when really it could be working by having someone else to do it. You just didn't trust him. Halchi kamar, lamai de lo samcha daita. Because of the fact that he doesn't have some ichdas, so this guy in lo takana achiyaktem agavi karka. The only way to do it is through putting it through karka. So you don't have a raya over here from this saying that it actually means that he's getting the sheeps and the barrels through agav, because we could say that the case is talking about where the money is piled up on it, and therefore we don't have a raya. But we ain't done trying. We gotta keep trying. We are going to stop over here, but continue on to try to figure out, does the stuff need to be on the land itself in order for agav to work or not? For now, we're going to stop, and I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.